It's time for Small Business Relief here at Classic 1027, brought to you by the NSBC, assisting small businesses through coronavirus-related economic disruptions. Mike Anderson is back with us again this morning. So you had a very successful webinar yesterday with Mark, Mike. Now, I'm intrigued by our topic for today, which is start a new business with the one you've already got.
Mike, absolutely. And, you know, we talk a lot about this over the years, and I think it's a pretty appropriate topic right now. And let me allude more to that. You know, if your business is not doing what it should be doing and is spiraling out of control with debt, high operating expenses, poor sales, it is now time to adopt the principle of lean and do things differently. Why not start a business with the one you have before it's too late? Firstly, get rid of everything you don't need. Large offices, expensive cars, poor performing or excessive staff. Just get brutal on the overheads and operating expenses. And secondly, scrutinize every element of your business. The business model, the business plan, sales and financial forecasts, marketing strategy, and more. It's now about creating a brighter, less stressful view of the road ahead. And it will also set a firm foundation for when the pandemic is over, of course.
But what you're saying is don't abandon the business that you've built up or the product that you make or the service that you provide. Just take a long, hard look at what is wrong with that business, because you've got an opportunity now to sweep clean, as it were. But keep doing what you were doing.
100%. You know, focus on the good and get rid of the bad.
Okay, sweet and simple. Now, in terms of profit makeover tips, have you got some of those in mind that small businesses can adopt?
You know, we can spend a lot of time on this, but let's quickly summarize it. You know, first of all, eliminate every expense you can live without and be brutal on the borrowings. Keep moving, accelerate. If you want to move faster, accelerate. Embrace the power of social media, from blogs to Twitter to LinkedIn to Facebook. Invest in online and social media presence. You need to compete now. Think outsource. Whatever type of skill or service you need, think hard before hiring a new employee or keeping an old employee. Outsource exactly what you need for the right amount of time and the right amount of money. Yes, go big on your best customers. This is really important. Look at which customers are giving you the most profit. Treat them like gold. They become natural ambassadors for the business. The investment pays off as you expand your customer base with first-rate customers. Another important issue, fire your bad clients. For Pete's sake, why on earth do you want to continuously pay attention to those that merely exist on our customer base? And as I said before, Mike, be the rainmaker in your business. And then now's the time, if you're not properly mobile, get mobile professionally with all that cloud technology now. It's, of course, important to do so.
That is Mike Anderson, the founder and CEO of the NSBC, bringing you Small Business Relief on Classic 1027, brought to you by the NSBC, helping small businesses to stay in business.